Hi, I'm Dominique for the blog Music Art Culture. Thank you for listening. I am really excited and looking forward to today's episode. It is all about tolerance and how to maintain in a dynamic and culturally diverse society. For some, that might seem a little mediocre, but you'd be very, very, very surprised, especially when there are some who don't interact with anything outside of their comfort zone. You can define comfort zone by whatever you choose, but I think today we'll jump into things like social circles, political and religious beliefs, and also occupations. We never want to be snobs, even though we're different. On many levels, we are different, and there's nothing wrong with that. We can totally celebrate those things without being really unpleasant to one another. I'll give you a prime example. Things like isolating others because they don't interact or believe the same things as you. This can be on the job. This can be at the gym, maybe in your Uber car or your ride share, maybe at the airport. Yeah, some people are snobs. Maybe if they're riding coach and you're riding first class, maybe you're taking a look at where they're traveling internationally while you're in the international portion of the airport. So you get to pick and choose how this applies to you, but I think we'll all have a little fun and find some commonalities as we discuss different levels of tolerance and how we, as just a unified body of humanity, can be more tolerant of one another. But to bring it back to last week, it was a lot of fun. We talked about social media safety and online dating. That was very, very fun for me. I can tell you my favorite part of that conversation was the importance of boundaries and safe words. If you remember nothing else from last week's show, feel free to check it out. Actually, head over to anchor.fm/musicartculture, or you can check us out on Apple Podcasts, the blog Music Art Culture. It was a lot of fun. What can I say? I think anything that had to do with cyber stalking to the importance of not oversharing pretty much piqued the interest of anyone and everyone who has a social media account. And if that is you, well, I guess you're a part of the group. But I don't know. I really enjoyed it, and I want you to check it out just in case perhaps you missed it. But anyway, getting back on topic, you can follow us on social media. We are on Instagram at Music Art Culture. Again, Instagram IG is at Music Art Culture. And also, you can check us out on Twitter. Yes, our Twitter account is at MACEF Public Arts. Again, our Twitter handle at MACEF Public Arts. And if you haven't subscribed to our free newsletter, well, feel free to do so. Head over to musicartculture.org. And guess what? If you missed any of those tags for our social media, they're on our page. So make sure you subscribe. You can get the free newsletter. You can listen to our free Apple Music podcast. So far, we're on our second, which is dedicated to Quincy Jones. If you remember from the previous episode, he has a movie on Netflix that kind of shadows all of his success. And yeah, he has a lot of great music. So we turn that into one of our themes for our podcast. Fun fact, there's actually two songs on that podcast that were used by two very, very popular rap artists who actually made platinum hits out of Quincy Jones' music. And they weren't the only ones. You also have Michael Jackson. And of course, he worked with the wonderful Steven Spielberg. So get familiar if you're not familiar. He is our Apple Podcast pick for October. And September, of course, was all about the new age classic, where it featured different types of jazz from Miles Davis to John Coltrane. I don't want to go on, but you know, it's on there, including a few remix hits by Aretha Franklin. Yeah, there was actually a song originally done by Prince, and Aretha covered it. And yeah, I think you will all enjoy that. But anyway, welcome to the blog Music Art Culture. I'm your host, Dominique LaRue. This is going to be a fun show. We're talking about tolerance. Stay tuned. Keep listening. We'll be right back. All right, so tolerance in a dynamic and diverse city like Los Angeles, well, the place of Tinseltown, makeup and magic, and you know what I find sometimes when I run across people who are not from California? I'm a Cali bred girl, I must admit, but I do find that when people are visiting from other places or when they are maybe new to California, they've just moved here from maybe some other place, and they're like maybe 5 years in deep or less, they tend to have this idea that California, particularly Southern California or Los Angeles, is just the town of anything goes. And there's this idea of what's cool and hip and fresh and new. And what I find is sometimes people who are not from California often marginalize what the it factor is and who it applies to and what it looks like, how it manifests. And I think that it's very interesting as well, because one thing about California is that we are very naturally dynamic. We are a very dynamic cultural melting pot, but we're also very open and accepting to different, meaning different opinions, different perspectives, different cultures, different standards of normalcy when it comes to things like even parenting, religion, health, family structures, things like that. We tend to be very open to the unfamiliar. Whereas I find people from other places come to California and they like that we're so open to the unfamiliar, and yet they try and marginalize Californians to represent something that is very familiar and very standard to what they believe across various items, such as, you know, religion, politics, things that have to do with socialism, our social circles. And I find that sometimes there is not a lot of tolerance from people coming into California on how to deal with the vast, diverse cultural melting pot that is California. So I wanted to use this time to talk about tolerance on many levels. And I think that it's really important that we do not overlook that, of course, no one is perfect. We all have our differences. And it's not about accepting everything that someone wants to introduce to you, but it's about being able to acknowledge what someone wants to introduce, what that introduction is, and whether you choose to adopt that belief or not, how it's really important to be able to coexist and sometimes, a lot of times, cohabitate, even though your neighbor might be different. So I'll give you a prime example. I'll just jump in. Now, again, if you're a California native like me, maybe you've been in California, Southern California. There is a difference between LA and the Bay. If you don't know, now you know. And it's all California, so it's all good, but they are substantially different. For example, you can go to Oakland or San Francisco, and yes, we're both coastal cities. The weather is lovely, but it tends to be more overcast in San Francisco. And also, you might find some of the locals in the area with Timberlands and bomber jackets, like they're on the East Coast. Some of them kind of have that East Coast flavor, twang, slang to the way that they speak. Yeah, you might find that in a place called Oakland. You might even find it in San Francisco. These days, everybody's moving around. But the point is, you don't want to confuse LA and the Bay because they are very distinct. And they're both wonderful in their own right. But one of the things that I love about the Bay Area, especially, you know, San Francisco, Oakland, is you can go to LA, right? You're in LA and you put on the radio station and you're hearing your, you know, top 20, top 40, you know, top 100 Billboard, whatever. And you can go to the Bay and just go to a club, go to a lounge. You'll hear completely different vibes, and the vibration is so magnetic. But the songs, you might not have ever heard of the songs, and it's just like, it's so amazing. It's so amazing that the frequencies are so different. So keep that in mind. It's the same thing if you go to the East Coast, where the way that the radio formats are, the East Coast gets the new songs, all the hot songs, way before, like months ahead of when we hear them on the West Coast. So there's songs that we hear, and then people on the East Coast, they're like, oh, you still listening to that? Are you still on that? And then there's songs that East Coast might be talking about, and we're like, what? I haven't heard that yet. Like, you haven't heard that yet? So that's the cool thing about internet radio and internet podcasts, is that it keeps us connected. Now, you know, you can kind of hear what they're vibing on in New York, on the East Coast, what's, you know, the new vibe, what's popping on the West Coast, what's going on upstate, whatever. It's really cool. It's something to keep in mind. So even though, like I was saying, this is the California girl talking, California is very diverse, but even areas within California are very diverse. So all Californians won't give you the same vibe. But overall, Californians, like I was saying, we're very open and accepting to things that are different. And we try to embrace what's different. And we're not really big on trying to convert. We are very inviting. So if there's something that you like, we might, you know, I don't know, invite you to dinner and figure out what it is that you like, and maybe we can intertwine that with something that we like, find out what you like, intertwine it with something that we like, and then you have like a fusion of a new thing happening. So that's really kind of like the California vibe, the fusion of it all. And back to what we were talking about before, you meet other people from different places, and it's a little hard to stomach for some of them. So some of the things that I think really help is that you definitely get to know your neighbors, your coworkers, have a better idea of where they're from. You can't assume that if someone, this is going to be just a random example, so stick with me, people, don't overthink it. But if you want to try Ethiopian food, go to Little Ethiopia. Check it out. If you want to try Korean barbecue, go to Koreatown. Check it out. Go to Chinatown. Check it out. There's all different types of places you can go. Go to East LA. Go to Old Town. Old Town is Old Pasadena, for those who don't know, which is really close to Cal State LA. So basically, you have to really just explore the areas of Los Angeles. Don't set yourself up for these ideals of what Los Angeles is, but you really have to experience it, because it's all about the people. And you don't want to assume, just because you meet someone on the street, that they represent a particular ethnic group. You don't want to assume that. You just, it's better off to ask. And maybe before you even think to ask, just absorb that person and see what they're all about. And then if you choose to become cordial with them and you want to continue that on a regular basis, figure out ways to reach out, join some of the same social circles, maybe figure out if they like to work out, go to the gym, and really get to experience that individual. So that's something really important, because I do find that sometimes when something is different and unique and you come into LA, and maybe you're not from LA, we can be very non-conventional. So a lot of times you get things. I'll give you a prime example. I remember when I first started to really like catch the vibe that people from other states were moving to LA, coming to California. And I would talk to people and they'd say, oh, well, where's this at? Or what city do you live? And I'd say the city and they'd be like, oh, well, you know, on the west side, or, oh, that's the east side. And I'm like, east side, west side. Like, oh, you must be from the East Coast. You must be from New York. So very interesting. Like in LA, that's not really something that we do. We don't really refer to things as the west side. It's more so Santa Monica. It's not the west side. It's like Brentwood, Westwood. We kind of refer more to cities. But it's all good. It's all good. So first things first, if you missed what we've been talking about so far, it's tolerance. And it's the importance of really absorbing the culture, understanding that Los Angeles, like any other area, is very dynamic culturally, and the do's and don'ts of living in a diverse city. And so the do is never assume. The don't is never assume. But always enjoy the person next to you, because you never know what you're gonna get. We're gonna take a quick break. I don't know, hopefully you're vibing off today's frequency on tolerance, but after these announcements, we'll be back and we'll talk social circles. We're gonna start expanding the conversation. That's right, we're gonna get into your business a little bit and talk about social circles and tolerance. Are you excluding people? Or I don't know. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. The Blog Music Art Culture with your host, Dominique. me gives everyday people like you and I the opportunity to learn more about our genetic makeup. Discover more about what makes you identifiably you. Order your kit now at 23andMe.com or pick one up at your local Target store. It's time to meet your genes. I did it, and it was one of the best decisions I ever made. I was able to find out things about myself that my parents couldn't even tell me and that my doctor never thought to tell me. I'll give you a perfect example. I did the results for genetics and for the health. So I learned why I like coffee so much. I learned that I'm also a great candidate for long distance running. And it was perfect because it helped me get through my first LA marathon. And I'm working on my second right now. The process is simple. Once you get your kit, open the tube and spit. Seal it, mail it, and wait for your results. It's easy. For more information, visit 23andMe.com for offers and details. You're listening to the Blog Music Art Culture. Sign up for our free newsletter on our website, musicartculture.org. Once you subscribe, our team will get you the link to our monthly Apple Music playlist. Plus, you'll get all the juice on upcoming activities and how you can get involved. Follow us on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts and on Instagram at Music Art Culture. Volunteering a few hours out of any month is a great way to take a break from work. Get involved in your local community by becoming an active participant in your neighborhood or neighboring cities. Who knows, you might start a new trend at the office. Caring is a thought that turns into an action. Connect with people by getting involved in the world around you. Make a difference. Be the difference. You're listening to the Blog Music Art Culture. Check out our new Apple Music playlist featuring living legend Quincy Jones for the month of October. This conductor, composer, arranger, author,
and producer has survived 6 decades in music with 79 Grammy nominations, won 27 Grammy Awards, and received the Grammy Legend Award in 1991. Watch Netflix original Quincy for an intimate look at the life and times of an original pioneer. The Music Art Culture Education Foundation is a nonprofit. In August, MACEF launched its first back-to-school giveaway. We provided 100 elementary school students ranging from grades 1 through 5 with free school supplies. What did MACEF give? Well, we'll tell you. 100 interactive, easy-to-read books on astronomy and geography, 100 standard 12-inch rulers, 100 crayons, 100 pencils, 100 five-star notebooks, 100 paper notebooks, 100 glue sticks. Each child received a packet of each item, and we were able to help 100 students. Help us reach more families. Donate to the Music Art Culture Education Foundation, and your dollars will help us provide more resources to young learners in LA County and neighboring school districts. We're already planning for next year, and we want to double our goal. Let's reach 200. Your donation of any size makes a difference. Visit musicartculture.org to make a donation. Business inquiries, email info@musicartculture.org. info@musicartculture.org. The blog Music Art Culture is an original Anchor podcast. What's your favorite platform? Our podcast can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Visit anchor.fm/musicartculture to get the link to listen. All right, we are back. I am your host, Dominique, for the blog Music Art Culture. Thank you for listening to those announcements. Yes, indeed. If you were listening, you heard me correctly. I did do the 23andMe. I thought it was really cool and it was something that I wanted to explore. So I did, and I don't regret it, believe it or not. They have a few different ones, but what I really liked about it was I got to kind of personalize my identity. And I'll leave it right there. So if there's anyone out there who is a little curious on, you know, how they look, and I don't know. It was definitely an eye-opener, I will say that. And it definitely makes me want to renew my passport. And I'll just leave it right there. A lot to explore once you get some data info about yourself, you might become a world traveler. So never overestimate the power of genetics. Check out 23andMe. I do recommend that. But anyway, back to the topic. We're talking social circles. We're talking tolerance from the LA Cali girls' perspective. But yes, social circles and tolerance. So what is this all about? Well, beyond the obvious, it's really looking at the way that we relate to one another. And there are ways that sometimes people indirectly or directly try to, build walls and exclude others. And so it's really important to be aware of those things, not because we want to build fear or we want to create any sort of stigma against another group, but all this conversation is about is ways to break down barriers and really just be open and aware. So I'll give you a prime example. Things like social media. You tend to like things that represent who you are. Well, I just want to pose the question, how many times do you go outside of the things that you like? How many times do you go outside your personal point of reference?
Yes, the silence was the point in which you thought about the question and you filled in the blank. So for me, I'll use myself as a prime example. Oftentimes, I'm like anybody else. I like what I like. I'm a foodie. I like fashion. I like funny things. And those are some of the things that always appear on my Instagram. I also like things like, you know, other things like Beyonce. She just finished her tour. I also like other things like whatever the it is. Okay, it's probably somewhere in my feed. But also, I do make a point to kind of go outside of my comfort zone by looking up and looking into people who or things that are inspiring and to see how they're trending. So the point is, go outside your comfort zone. If you have a social circle, maybe all of your friends, you have a certain type of career, you make a certain type of income, you live in a certain type of neighborhood, you all drive a certain type of car, well, you are very in tune with who you represent. And I think that's a really cool thing, but really, it's all about reaching out, going beyond our comfort zone, getting familiar with the unfamiliar and how that manifests itself in another person, like your neighbor, your coworker, your mailman, your local teller at the grocery store, things like that, your barista at the Starbucks, things like that. We have to figure out ways to become more relational, especially in today's age where things like social media tend to only group us with the things that we like. That's how the data works. You say that you like something, it'll tend to only show you the things that you like. And at times it can dehumanize us because it makes us forget that we are very diverse in the way we think, we breathe, we act. We are consistently evolving as people. And so we have to evolve with the things around us. And the moment that we stop to do that, we actually kind of stagnate our own growth and our ability to go beyond what we already know, which is it's the opposite of growth. You just become stagnant. It's not that you lose information, but you don't gain any new receptors and you actually become detached from the things around you that are becoming relevant and are important. So there are ways to widen your social circle, and ways to do that are widening your search patterns when you're online, liking things outside of your ordinary identity or comfort zone. Yes, I'll make it easy. If you only like to look at desserts, well, start searching sushi. Get something different into your cerebral cortex that can actually spark some curiosity about some other things. You never know. You might find a really cool restaurant or make a new friend because you were willing to go outside your comfort zone. So you have to look at things like that. Join a run group. Okay. I personally recommend it if you like running. Maybe you don't like running. So you can go and try a new restaurant. Yeah. Where do you like to go for happy hour? Try someplace new. If you only like eating tacos because of Taco Tuesday, well, switch it up. Next Tuesday, try a different spot for Taco Tuesday. Yes, try that. Or maybe instead of getting a margarita, get a martini. Yes, try that. You have to mix it up. Why? Because our ability to expand our social circles means that we are embracing the idea of change. We are embracing the idea of different. And believe it or not, it does help you absorb more things that lead to becoming more tolerant, because you're going outside of your comfort zone and you're changing the way that you view the world around you, and you'll be more receptive to receive things that are outside of your normal. Right? You create the new normal. So that's really what that's about. So I'll give you a prime example for myself, right? The Cali girl. Now, this Cali girl, what do I love? I love pasta. But as I mentioned before on a previous episode, I do have a food allergy. I cannot eat cheese. So when that information devastated my world, I had to switch it up. I could have been in denial. I could have been miserable and only eating dry foods, but I said no. I love the lush. I love taste. I love flavor. So what did I do? Well, I had to switch it up. I couldn't go to Italian restaurants anymore, but I did find a compromise. What did I compromise? Cheese. Putting cheese on my pizza, to be exact. What do I do now? My whole thing now is thin crust, extra sauce, extra pepperonis, and maybe some black olives with the red peppers. So good. And let's not even go there with the lobster pizza. If you're from where I'm from, you should know all about that one. The lobster pizza with the lobster sauce. Ooh, so good. You do not need cheese on something like that. And you better believe, since we're talking about social circles, me changing my diet did change my social circles because I started circulating in different places. I started trying new things. And when I was trying new things, something as simple as food, I was meeting new people inadvertently. And believe it or not, I actually enjoyed it. I enjoyed every moment of the unknown because I was trying new restaurants in different areas all around the city, trying unfamiliar dishes, talking to unfamiliar people, and before I knew it, I was laughing, smiling, getting to know strangers, making new friends. And yes, you never want to limit yourself. So FYI, if you're wondering how to build tolerance, try it with your food. If you're one of those where you're like, I'm not really into everyone, you know, every personality is not for me, I totally get it. And you're not wrong. You're actually very right. Every personality is not for every personality. But a good way to build your personality is to build your taste buds. We'll be back. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Dominique, for the blog Music Art Culture. Stay listening. We're going to take it up a notch. We're moving on to political and religious beliefs when it comes to tolerance. You're listening to the blog Music Art Culture. Sign up for our free newsletter on our website, musicartculture.org. Once you subscribe, our team will get you the link to our monthly Apple Music playlist. Plus, you'll get all the juice on upcoming activities and how you can get involved. Follow us on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts and on Instagram at Music Art Culture. Volunteering a few hours out of any month is a great way to take a break from work. Get involved in your local community by becoming an active participant in your neighborhood or neighboring cities. Who knows, you might start a new trend at the office. Caring is a thought that turns into an action. Connect with people by getting involved in the world around you. Make a difference. Be the difference. You're listening to the blog Music Art Culture. Check out our new Apple Music playlist featuring living legend Quincy Jones for the month of October. This conductor, composer, arranger, author, and producer has survived 6 decades in music with 79 Grammy nominations, won 27 Grammy Awards, and received the Grammy Legend Award in 1991. Watch Netflix original Quincy for an intimate look at the life and times of an original pioneer. The Music Art Culture Education Foundation is a nonprofit. In August, MACEF launched its first back-to-school giveaway. We provided 100 elementary school students ranging from grades 1 through 5 with free school supplies. What did MACEF give? Well, we'll tell you. 100 interactive, easy-to-read books on astronomy and geography, 100 standard 12-inch rulers, 100 crayons, 100 pencils,
100 five-star notebooks, 100 paper notebooks, 100 glue sticks. Each child received a packet of each item, and we were able to help 100 students. Help us reach more families. Donate to the Music Art Culture Education Foundation, and your dollars will help us provide more resources to young learners in LA County and neighboring school districts. We're already planning for next year, and we want to double our goal. Let's reach 200. Your donation of any size makes a difference. Visit musicartculture.org to make a donation. Business inquiries, email info@musicartculture.org. info@musicartculture.org. The blog Music Art Culture is an original Anchor podcast. What's your favorite platform? Our podcast can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Visit anchor.fm/musicartculture to get the link to listen. All right, we are back from break. Yes, I'm your host, Dominique, for the blog Music Art Culture. Thank you for listening. I am really having fun with you all. I hope that this is interesting. I know I'm probably giving a different take on tolerance. You've probably never heard it so eloquently before. But, you know, this is what I do. This is who I am. I might be a little unconventional. I guess I tend to think outside the box. I don't know. Whoever thought something as simple as diet could change your social circles? Yes. The food you eat can change the way you view your community. That you can take to the bank. Or should I say, to the broiler. Maybe that's a bad joke. But moving right along. Now we're going to take it up a notch. Like I mentioned before, we're going to move on to politics and religious beliefs. Now, I don't want to get too heavy in this because I know already there is someone listening who is saying she's about to go too far. And maybe for you I am, but I hope that you'll give me a chance and just hang on in there for this segment because you might enjoy where it goes. Now, it's all about tolerance. We're talking about the California perspective, the liberal state as we are known. Democratic, maybe. Republican, maybe. Independent, maybe. Liberal, yeah, maybe. Everything's up in the air. Why? Because there are different people with different belief systems. And, well, how does that work in LA? If you live in LA, you tell me. I don't really get bent out of shape about other people's belief systems. Whether you like to pray or meditate, is it the same? Some would say yes, others would say no. To me, it's all about what brings you zen, what brings you peace, what makes you the most functional on an everyday basis, what makes you the most pleasant, how you're able to relate to other people, and always keeping an open mind. One of the things that I love about being authentically me and living in LA is that we can all be different, have a discussion, not agree, maybe get a little intense, but then hug it out, pound it out, shake it off, and have some coffee and not hold it against one another. And I think that's one of the best things of living in a very culturally dynamic and diverse city. You do kind of run across the reality that anything goes. On any given day, you can have any type of perspective from the everyday person, and nothing is wrong with that. So when we talk about things like politics and religious beliefs, well, I think that you get a little bit of everything. We have Buddhist temples, we have Christian churches, Catholic churches, we have synagogues, we have, mosques.
We have all of that. And one of the things that I really love about Californians is that we're able to allow one another to express our personal beliefs without judgment. Now, personally, do I belong to a religious group? Yes, I do. I'm not ashamed. I'm not trying to convert you either. I am a Christian. Do I have friends that are Jewish? Yes. Do I have friends that are Muslim? Yes. Have I been to a Catholic church during Ash? Yes. It doesn't bother me at all. Well, for multiple reasons. To some degree, we all read the same Bible. And if you know a little bit of your history, well, the Bible is derived from the Torah. And there are similarities with the Quran. But that's neither here nor there. I do agree with principles of meditation that you see in other religions as well. And so there is a unifying principle within any belief that the idea is to get to the highest sense of self, being that there's an understanding that we operate outside of ourselves, and that's where we can truly find the commonality in humanity, which allows us to be unified and be peaceful with one another. So, long story short, I think that's one of the things that really works for Californians. We figure out that it's okay to be different. What we tend to do is embrace the differences, first on an individual standpoint, but then also we like to mesh the cultures because it's something like a marriage, right?
Right.
It is. If you've ever been to California, it totally is like a marriage. We have all these different cultures. We all live amongst each other. You can go to Chinatown and see a little bit of everything. You go to Koreatown, you see a little bit of everything. Little Armenia, little Ethiopia. Hello? I mean, we can't escape each other. So it's all about building that tolerance. Now, when it comes to political views, oh, man. So diverse, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that we even have to call it politics because I think it just all boils down to, I don't know, everyday choices from everyday people living everyday lives. But at the end of the day, I think the real scheme of politics in California is all about what works best for various groups of people. What works best for various communities. So one of the things that I found is that regardless of the city or the income, there are two major concerns. Well, first, definitely there is one major concern. Any politician will tell you they are concerned about the roads above everything else, including education. They are worried about the freeway people. That is politics in California. Politics in Los Angeles, yes. They are worried about the freeways, the potholes, how much time we are spending in traffic. They are trying to improve our infrastructure with the city. So that just kind of gives you an idea about California, right? Out of all the things going on, don't get me wrong, we are very concerned with things like education. We are very very concerned about our homeless population, which is something that really crosses all barriers. And, you know, it's amazing actually how our concerns are a little tailored to everyone's concerns are actually, regardless of where you're from. Typically, I would say though, in California, our politics is a true reflection of what's going on with our population socially. And it's really not about race, but more so you find things that have to do with gender and economic status. So when it comes to the roads, that affects everybody. Everybody's like spending half their life in traffic in LA and or trying to get out of LA. So people want the freeways together. People want the potholes gone. And it'll be really cool when we get the subways running. More lines, yeah, save time. Definitely they do. So hooray to Metro and the rest of the infrastructure team. But when it also comes to things like homelessness, it's a growing issue and it has many moving parts. So
housing, rehabilitation. Those are things that are major concerns. And then you also have things that have to do with the LGBTQ community as well. Those are things that have to do with California politics. So the whole point of that is understanding. You might get people who have different views, but the whole point is to have an understanding of why those things are important to that particular group or to a particular community. And it's not so much about judging why they feel the way that they feel, but having a empathetic or sympathetic response so that you can properly communicate across what your common norm is. Yes. So when it comes to politics and religious beliefs, you do have to be tolerant. Things change over time, socially, culturally, economically. And one thing about California, I will say we can definitely roll with the punches. We're all about change. We're all about seasons, even though we really don't have real seasons here. We have California seasons. We don't have four seasons, but that's okay. Hopefully we get some rain from someone. But until then, it's kind of cool because we make our own. Moving on and off of that, we'll be right back. We're going to take a short break and we'll continue the conversation moving on to occupations. You're listening to your host, Dominique, for the blog Music, Art, Culture. Stay tuned. Follow us on social media. Don't forget to subscribe, and I'll be right back. Volunteering a few hours out of any month is a great way to take a break from work. Get involved in your local community by becoming an active participant in your neighborhood or neighboring cities. Who knows, you might start a new trend at the office. Caring is a thought that turns into an action. Connect with people by getting involved in the world around you. Make a difference. Be the difference. All right, we are back from the break. You know who this is. This is your host, Dominique, for the blog Music, Art, Culture. Follow us on social media, Instagram at Music, Art, Culture, and Twitter. Our Twitter handle, at MACEF Public Arts. Again, at MACEF Public Arts. If you can't remember that, it's okay. Head over to our website, musicartculture.org, and check out our social media pages from there. Continuing with the topic of tolerance, we are almost done, but we still have some space for a little more to talk about occupations. Now, this part of the conversation is when it can get interesting, I think, in the whole Cali dynamic, because this is the area where I find there are the most snobs in California, believe it or not, when it comes to occupation. It's not really so much regarding race and gender, but it's the question of, oh, hi, nice to meet you. Where are you from? Oh, okay. What do you do? I didn't mean to give my wicked laugh. I kind of did, but if it weirded someone out, I do apologize. But yes, in LA, everyone wants to know your affiliations and what it is you do. It is the make or break question to a lot of conversations that happen on an everyday basis. And this is kind of where, like I said before, I find we hold most of our snob mentality in the question of what do you do? The question that people use to define you as an individual. And it gets kind of sketchy because in LA you can meet people that do multiple things. And you might find someone who says they're a comedian, but I don't know, maybe they're a janitor during the day or a full-time teacher, or they, I don't know, maybe work for a university, but they on the side are trying to build a clothing line. So you might get any type of answer on any given day, and it doesn't necessarily make them untruthful. So tolerance when it comes to things like occupation. Well, we're gonna have a little fun with this one because The bottom line is we don't want to marginalize people. That's the whole topic on tolerance. We don't want to marginalize people. We don't want to overlook people based on an assumption or try and exclude people based on information, right? We just want to create an environment, an atmosphere that allows people to be themselves, which is to articulate who they are in their truth. And we want to give them the freedom to do that. And the way that we do that is not being so judgmental. So, yes, that was a break for you to think about maybe how you've been judging your mailman. Have you seen your mailman at the grocery store? Did you think of nothing else to say except for if he or she remembered if, you know, you got any mail? Yeah, well, some people do things like that, you know? Maybe you realize you saw your kid's bus driver and you really didn't know what else to say, so you ask them, hey, is the route going to be changing on the holiday? Are you going to pick the kids up on whatever, you know, President's Day? Maybe you don't know if it's an actual holiday or not. Is that a little rude? I would think so. How about you just start with, you know, are you getting mozzarella or you going for the Swiss cheese? I don't know. Ask them a question about how their day is, if they have any plans for the weekend. Break out of the habit of creating talking points that have to do with who you think a person is. People evolve. We are more than our jobs. The people who get that are the ones who actually have the best interpersonal relationships. So it's not about judging. It's about getting the fullness out of every interaction. And who knows, if you widen the conversation, you might learn that your mailman actually might have a mutual friend of yours or might be tuned in to the same type of music and might have a free concert ticket for you. I don't really know. But in LA, I would say that is a really bad habit. Californians, yes, we like to judge people on who they are by how we associate their work. Yeah. What do you do? Well, I choose to be more tolerant every day and less judgmental. And I hope that you do the same, right? Quick talk on tolerance. I hope it wasn't overbearing for any of you, but I thought it was pretty interesting and straightforward from the California perspective, or at least my perspective of the Cali girl, what it's like to be tolerant in California in the LA area. So it's all about social circles, occupations, politics, and religion. Yeah, it's a real thing, but having a better understanding of your counterpart, whether they're your neighbor or not, it just makes you a more pleasant person. So we're just gonna wrap it up. It was really easy today, right? Really friend-to-friend kind of convo that we were having. So I hope you enjoyed it, and maybe we can open the conversation on a later date. We'll see what happens. But we'll be right back to close it out for the blog Music, Art, Culture. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the blog Music, Art, Culture. Check out our new Apple Music playlist featuring living legend Quincy Jones for the month of October. This conductor, composer, arranger, author, and producer has survived 6 decades in music with 79 Grammy nominations, won 27 Grammy Awards, and received the Grammy Legend Award in 1991. Watch Netflix original Quincy for an intimate look at the life and times of an original pioneer.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to the blog Music, Art, Culture. I am your host, Dominique LaRue. It has been a pleasure to talk tolerance on today's episode. And another great resource, if you want information, head over to
tolerance.org. Their mission is to help teachers and schools educate children and youth to be active participants in a diverse democracy. They actually provide learning materials and interactive activities that can assist in and outside of the classroom. If you're listening and you're a parent or maybe you know an educator, send them over to our website, musicartculture.org, where they can listen to this podcast and or others on bullying. We did another on bullying as well, and we do like to provide resources. So if you'd like to know more on how you can stop bullying, head over to stopbullying.gov. and check out the podcast that we did on bullying. Also, for our topic for today, tolerance, you can head over to tolerance.org. And they work with educators and those in the community who are working with youth as well to make sure that they are aware of tactics they can take to create a more diverse society when it comes to acceptance and ideas about what it means to be different and equal. Yes, you can be different from your counterpart and be equally the same. Why? Because there is a likeness in humanity that connects us all together. But there are tools to teach those who might not be naturally in tune to things like diversity and acceptance and genderification, things like that. So something to keep in mind. It's not anything to be ashamed of. There are people who don't necessarily grow up having these conversations. So if you find that the information is useful, if you've enjoyed this topic on tolerance, feel free to exercise your right to knowledge and find some tips that might be able to assist you in your everyday life, whether it's in the classroom, at work, with your in-laws perhaps, or maybe extended friends. Yes, our extended circle of friends who at times appeal to be family. Yes, we can use this great information on them as well. It's always a pleasure. Some of the things that we talked about, we'll just go over really quick. Tolerance in our social circles, tolerance with political and religious beliefs, and tolerance within occupations. We never want to marginalize people, but we want the freedom to think outside the box and allow others to live outside of our identity boxes. It's really cool to talk about perspective. It's really cool to talk about being different. And it's also really cool to be able to recognize our similarities, even though on the outside, on the surface, there might appear to be more differences. At the end of the day, believe it or not, we all have commonalities. So it's up to us to extend ourselves to discover what the common ground is across barriers and across our comfort zones. So I hope that you really enjoyed this episode as much as I have. It's been a lot of fun, and I want to keep the conversation going. Throughout the week, if you have time, feel free to check us out over social media, and you can interact with us that way as well. If you want to reach out to us directly, feel free to do so. Over the announcements, we made it clear of what our email is, but guess what? I'll tell you again. info@musicartculture.org. Again, info@musicartculture.org. You can send us an email. We'll be sure to get back to you. It is a pleasure. As always, feel free to look at our Google Plus page as well. And we are really excited over at the Music, Art, Culture, Education Foundation because we have a contest coming up for middle school students. That is right. We'll have more information coming soon on our website, so look out for that. But it will be our first anti-bullying contest. And what will the winner get? Well, a $25 Visa gift certificate, a custom MACEF, Music, Art, Culture, Education Foundation tote bag, and a participant certificate. Yeah, stay tuned for that. Till next time, thank you for listening.
You're listening to the blog Music, Art, Culture. Sign up for our free newsletter on our website, musicartculture.org. Once you subscribe, our team will get you the link to our monthly Apple Music playlist. Plus, you'll get all the juice on upcoming activities and how you can get involved. Follow us on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts and on Instagram at Music Art Culture.